What is up, beautiful people? How are we doing tonight? Monday night. We got Monday Night Football coming up over here in a little bit. I forgot about the football game. It is so late. But we're going to get into this thing. We're going to talk about, take some voicemails. And let me see if I can figure out. But yeah, so this is what we're going to do tonight. This is the show for the people, by the people. I am also people. You know what I mean? But this is going to be every Monday night. We're going to have everyone have a voice. All right. It's not going to be about me. I'm not going to respond to every single voicemail again. I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong. You don't have to agree with me to get on this show. You know what I mean? It's going to be a show for the people. I was actually surprised the voicemails I got weren't real angry. We had a couple angry ones, I think. I don't know. We did. I think I got angry ones last week, and I wasn't even doing a call-in show. But what I plan on doing, and maybe I'll do more than one show, because a lot of people didn't get in because there was a lot of voicemails. But I got this mixer here. I can put the audios on here. We can get this thing popping. But every Monday, that's what we're gonna do throughout the season. A lot of people were drinking last night, so I thought I'd have a few beers tonight myself. You know what I mean? But here we go. But we'll also get to the chat. We'll also answer some questions here. And tomorrow, I am doing a fantasy football show. Every Tuesday, we got a fantasy football show. So I'll probably throw the number up there tomorrow again. And we'll take some fantasy questions for our people. Not for me, because like nobody wants fantasy advice from me. But I think I'm about to catch an L, you know. I got some guys out tonight. Hopefully they help me out. But this is what we're going to do. We got the voicemail. A big shout out to Quick Trip, sponsoring the show. They got the Packers points, you know what I mean? Every dollar you spend at Quick Trip is a Packers point. You can use those points for sweepstakes. They're giving away a truck. They got Packer memorabilia. They got all types of good stuff they're giving away. Quick Trip's always giving away good stuff. And you can exchange like visits for points. There's a whole thing over there. Check the Quick Rewards app. Figure out how you're going to win some stuff, you know what I mean? And next Sunday, I will be at the Bart Starr tailgate party. So if you don't know where to tailgate yet, check out the Bart Starr tailgate party. They got it going on. You don't got to worry about the beer. You don't got to worry about the food. You don't got to worry about none of those things. And just get yourself a ticket and whatever, and I'll be out there. But also, I'll be at the game. I got sick tickets. People told me they're handicapped tickets. I don't think they are. I think that they could be used for handicapped tickets. I got seats, right? We're just me and my guy, Kevin. I'm taking my buddy Kevin with me. And there's like no one around. And you could like squeeze a wheelchair and then you could scoot one up. But I don't think they're handicapped seats, but they definitely could be used that way. But I bought it from Ticketmaster. You know what I mean? don't shame me because I got good seats. You know what I mean? We got some good seats over here. But what's up, everyone? What's up, Ryan? dude, I have like a 5% chance of winning my fantasy league. You know what I mean? It's wild. All right, so let's get to these voicemails because this show every Monday is not about me. It's about the people. Let's get to these voicemails. We got some good ones. Like I say, not real angry, but let's see what people have to say.
Hey, my name is Jacob. I'm a Packers fan from Mississippi. And man, I just wanted to say, I know everybody's saying it, but 6 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. I know we lost today. Definitely wouldn't say it was his fault. From Jordan Love is just awesome. But man, I'm going to say something everybody else is saying. Joe Barry, really? When is Matt LaFleur going to wake up and say, you know what, this is not the guy I need to be running on my defense? And like, man, when I got people like Rashawn Gary out there and Alexander, we're not shutting people down? Come on. But man, go Pack, go. I mean, I love tuning in. I love all the posts and everything. And for you to do this, to let people call in and do the voicemail, that's just awesome. So thank you, man. And, you know, go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go. Thanks for the call. Absolutely. As far as like taking the voicemails, I think it's a cool thing. Let everyone have a voice. Let everyone get a chance to say what they want to say. And Jordan Love, absolutely, like 6 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, first 2 starts. I think if the Packers were 2-0, people would be like, oh, Jordan Love is that dude. You know what I mean? Everyone would be really excited about it. I think a lot of people are still. I am. I'm absolutely excited about Jordan Love. Like, there's a lot of things that happen in that game to make the Packers lose. Fourth quarter, absolutely. I don't even know what was going on there. There's a lot of issues, and a lot of the other calls are going to get to those issues, I promise you. But, like, Jordan Love, I think people need to recognize, like, 6 touchdowns. Like, I think there's reason to be optimistic. Packer fans should be excited about Jordan Love. You know, Aaron Rodgers, his first season as the Packer, he threw 4,000 yards. Like, I don't know what stats. I could have thrown him up here because I saw all the comparisons, Jordan Love versus Aaron Rodgers. Everyone saw him, right? Jordan Love is having a really good start, all right? Obviously, the quarterback sneak, he screwed up. He manned up to it. He's like, yo, I made a mistake, said the wrong word, whatever, however that happened. But like, I feel like Jordan Love is that dude. Like, I'm saying it right now. I feel like Jordan Love is that dude. Like, I'm not saying he's a Hall of Famer. I'm not putting him into Canton. I'm not saying all these things. But I'm saying I'm very comfortable with Jordan Love. I'm glad that Jordan Love is the Green Bay Packers quarterback. I think we're in a good situation. And as far as Joe Barry, the defense, like, man, they got ran on. You know what I mean? And, like, I get what he's saying because, like, we got Rashawn Gary, we got Preston Smith, we got some ballers, we got Jair. Jair didn't have his best game for sure, but, like, we got some dudes, you know what I mean? And but also, at the same time, there's someone on the other side of that field. Maybe we just went against a rock star running back. You know, he's a young dude. Maybe we went against someone that was just special. I don't know, but the Packers got rocked on defense. And I know the whole Joe Barry conversation. And we got a lot more phone calls, so let's get to the next one. You know what I mean?
Hi, Matt. I just wanted to get your opinion on the offense, and more specifically, these young receivers. Obviously, our receiver room is made up of first-year and second-year players. Now, people like to, you know, they want to win now. Everyone's going to win now. There's going to be frustrations. There's going to be drops, considering the inexperience in this wide receiver room. What do you think this offense, especially the young players, can amount to in the coming seasons, whether that's 1 year down the line, two, or even three before these contracts set in? We have a lot of potential with the wide receiver room, and I just want to know if you think they can become top tier. Thanks. This is Tad Martinson from Chicago.
What is up in Chicago, too, in enemy territory? You know what I mean? Big shout out to you. Thanks for calling in. I think that's a great question. It's a great point. I think that these, this Jordan Love and the young receivers, Musgrave, Kraft, like the whole receiving kind of group, tight ends involved, is they're going to grow together. They're going to have mistakes. Like, Jordan Love had a mistake. Quarterback sneak, big situation. All right. But, like, don't get it twisted. Jordan Love didn't lose this game. Like, and I'll say that until I die. Jordan Love, he threw 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Your quarterback throws 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Don't dare talk about the quarterback. You know, I wouldn't say that anyone is saying he lost the game, but like he had a key mistake. But like, we're going to get those key mistakes. Like, people are talking about going into this season, like, hey, there's going to be ups and downs, there's going to be that. But like, when they happen, when the downs happen, people kind of freak out a little bit. But like, it sucks. Like, this game should not have been lost. Absolutely should not have been lost. But I don't think it's on the offense. Even though the fourth quarter, I get it. It was Jordan Love's first fourth quarter comeback type of situation as a starter, as that dude. And didn't go well for the offense, but he was missing his top wide receiver, his top offensive lineman, his left tackle. He was missing Aaron Jones, who's a huge, huge part of this offense. But as far as like the offense growing together, I think it's good because they're all young. They're all going to grow together. Jordan Love isn't, I almost called him Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love is not going to care who's on the field. Whoever's open, whoever's the best situation, is going to throw it to that person. I'm excited about what this offense can be because I think that they're all going to grow together. They're all going to be good. You know what I mean? Let's get to the next call over here. I mean, let's get
that. Hi, this is Fred G.
What's up, Fred G, baby?
Down off of Georgia. I was at the game. Georgia. And I think the only thing worse than our offense was our defense. All right. Love you, Matt. Bye.
I feel like, you know, Georgia, they've been drinking last night. You know what I mean? They've been drinking in Georgia last night. That's all right. You know what I mean? I think our offense did enough to win. Defense struggled. All right. I love the defense. I love Kenny Clark. I love Preston Smith. Like, a lot of these dudes, like, most of my favorite players are on defense. But, yeah, they didn't play great. But I think the offense played enough to win. I don't think the offense should get too much. I mean, not perfect. You know, A.J. Dillon didn't have a fantastic game. He had 15 carries, 55 yards, 3.7 average. A lot of people are, you know, going after AJ a little bit. But yeah, I think everyone has room to grow. Like, this is a young team. They're going to have struggles. I kind of expected better from the defense, but I wonder, like, how much it's just like we were playing on, like, a baller. Like, we don't even know. Like, this is next Adrian Peterson type of dude. But we don't know. But definitely, like, there's some things with the defense, like, I didn't care for. Like, I get the anger at Joe Barry. I forget what button I hit last. Let me see what.
Hi, this is Fred G.
No, we already listened to Fred G. We already listened to Fred G. See, that's why I got to get stickers, so I know. All right, let's get to the next one over here.
Hello, Matt. Longtime Facebook fan.
What's up, bro?
Probably should actually start listening to your show, but then again, I listen to the Pat McAfee show on a couple other shows, so never really have the time, unfortunately. But yeah, anyways,
to me, you know what I mean?
Here's my thing right. on the Packers. Right. My mom is a Packers fan.
Shout out to your mom for being a Packers fan. He's like, I don't listen to your show. I listen to Pat McAfee. All right, shout out to Pat McAfee. It's a way better show. I am mad at you. And actually, I didn't hang up on that person. That was kind of a joke. But he went on to say, because it was like 2.5 minutes. I mean, it's my show. All right, if you're gonna call in, that's a little bit long. He basically says that he's not a Packer fan. His mom is, and he trashes Joe Barry for a while. And I get the Joe Barry upsetness. You know what I mean? You see like some weird stuff with Joe Barry and this defense. Like, they have such good players. So you expect them to come out and ball. You expect like everything to be like clean. You expect everything to be. You have high expectations. You know, Aaron Nagler said earlier, like before the season started, he said, "Yeah, I'm not getting excited about this defense," because that's what we do. We all get excited about this defense, but it just doesn't always show up. We have great players, you know, and great players make great plays. I think Rashawn Gary is like an absolute animal, but Jair Alexander didn't have a great game. Like, it was just like just wasn't meant to be in that game. But I have faith for this team. I have faith for this defense. I think this defense is going to be that team. But like, yeah, Joe Barry obviously isn't. Let's get to a comment here. We got Dan Brady over here. He said, I wasn't thrilled with LaFleur saying that 56 yard attempt would have been too long. He hit 57 yarder with room to spare in the preseason. Yeah, I didn't get that. I ain't gonna lie. I love me some Matt LaFleur, but I didn't get the not going for the field goal there. At the time, I wasn't sold. I don't know. But I would have liked to see him like take that. But let's get to the next one over here. Let's get to the next caller, people. Let's see what
we got. Hey, Matt, this is Bill Dixon from New Jersey. Big time Packer fan. Go, Pack, go.
How we doing?
I just want to say everybody's pointing the finger at Mr. Joe Barry, and it's easy to point the fingers, but we win as a team, we lose as a team, and at the end of the day, this is a young team with so much promise, with a young, promising quarterback at the helm. Really excited for this team's future, and I think we're going to be fine. Go, Pack, go.
So, like, I appreciate that call. Brings up a great point, though. Is like, everyone's going at Joe Barry, and I get it. But, like, there was a pick six that was dropped. There was a Quay Walker dropped interception, too. And who knows what would happen with that. Like, there was, you know, and if you drop an interception, a defensive coordinator put you in that spot. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm not even dragging players, but, like, it's like, at some point, like, the players got to make plays. But also, obviously, Joe Barry, like, if you watch that game, like, I don't know, there were some sketchy situations. But at the same point, you know, the players got to make plays. And usually they do. But, like, when it comes, like, in droves, like, how it kind of did in that game, it seems like so many Packer games throughout history that you can look at and be, like, pinpoint, like, if this happened, if that happened, they'd have won the game. But it's an early season game. It's the Falcons. They're 2-0. The Packers are now 1-1. Packers, you know, are still in a good situation because the NFC North is trash, bro. And, like, I think it's weird that people were saying that. Well, the NFC North is trash. Like, yeah, we know, bro. I said this when the season started. The NFC North is trash. The Bears are trash. The Lions, you know, are hopeful. Like, see what they do. The Vikings have been trash. Like, I'm telling you, I knew the Vikings were trash. I knew the Bears were trash. I knew the Packers were, like, up in the air. Like, let's see what happens. Let's see what Jordan Love's first season brings. So far, Jordan Love's first season, you know, two games, that's all we got. But, like, I'm excited about what Jordan Love brings. But that defense, we got to put it all together. But, like, also, like, the Aaron Jones injury is huge for the offense. If you give us one of our players, I fully believe this. You give us Aaron Jones, or you give us David Bakhtiari, or you give us Christian Watson, the Packers win that game. I absolutely believe that. You just give us one of those players, the Packers win that game. But the Packers didn't win that game, and it's all right. They're 1-1. Like everyone said before the season, hey, you know, it's going to be, you know, up and downs and all this stuff. Like, we saw some of the ups and we saw some of the downs, you know what I mean? And if you're a Bears fan, you only saw downs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my name's Gabe. I'm actually a Saints fan. I'm from Louisiana, obviously. All right, Saints fan, of course, the Falcons got lucky.
You know what I mean?
Because they always get lucky. They're one of the NFL's favorite teams.
28-3.
Because they're our rivals, and the NFL hates us, and the NFL hates the Pack to an extent, too. I'm just saying the Falcons got lucky yesterday. But don't worry, we're totally going to sweep the Vikings, and we're going to cream the Vikings when we play them this year.
All right.
And, of course, we're going to sweep the Falcons. And as for us and y'all, we're going to have a great game next week, and may the best team win. So, yeah, good luck to a great game, and screw the Vikings.
You know what
They're going to be salty forever. They beat us in all those playoff games, but we beat them in the one that mattered most. And we won the Super Bowl, and then y'all won it the year after, and y'all proved far wrong. And, that was the best.
It was. That was a good time. I remember that because like Mike McCarthy and Sean Payton, I think I hired in the same year. For sure, it was very quick, like a year later. But I think it was the same year. And a lot of people were talking about that. And the Saints and the Packers kind of went that same path. They both won a Super Bowl. But, I think that Saints game is going to be good. I think it's going to be a good game. I think the Packers will play better. I'm going to be there. So, you know what I mean? I always feel like the Packers play a little bit better when I'm there. You know what I mean? I don't know my record. A lot of people know the record of games. I don't know my record. It's not really my record. The record they have while I was there. It wasn't like holding kicks or not. You know? I wasn't a snapper. But yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. And shout out to Saints fans. You know what I mean? Go beat up on the Vikings. But let's check out a few live chats over here. We got Ronnie said the offense could have picked up a few first downs and helped the defense. The defense was out there for 87 plays. Yeah, that's the thing. Especially like the fourth quarter, I saw someone that it was like in a 3-and-out that lasts like 40 seconds. So like, I get it. The offense in a fourth quarter, you got to help your defense a little bit. But I still think the offense did enough to win. It's just, you know, that fourth quarter was shambles. They kind of fell apart. I felt like there were some sketchy play calls. I love Matt LaFleur. Like, I really do. I like me some Matt LaFleur. I like these young coaches. They're supposed to be creative. They're supposed to be I expect some creativeness and like some, you know, lack of a better word, like some balls, you know what I mean? Like go for some stuff, do some trick plays, like do some craziness, you know what I mean? And we didn't really get that. Here we go. Dan Brady says people want to trash Barry and he deserves some blame. People won't talk about time of possession. Defense was on the field for over half the game, 36 minutes. Ball control must be addressed. Like, yo, that's so true. Well, time of possession is a big thing. Like when you're putting your defense right back out there, they don't have time to rest. They don't have time to talk to each other. I'm like, yo, this is what happened. This is what we're doing. What's happening over here? I get it. Ryan says, I had a buddy, a Bears fan, tried to bet me 200 if the Pack make the playoffs. Dude, take that bet. The Packers are winning the division. The only team to make the playoffs in the NFC North is the team that wins that division. Let's get to another call over here.
Hey, yo, what up, Matt? This is Nick from New York.
All right, what's up, Nick?
Dedicated Packers fan.
There we go.
Just calling to talk about the game that just ended. And let me tell you, we did so good. Besides the few bad play calls on defense from Joe Barry, but besides everything, defense looked good. Jay Love looked money. And to be without Watson and Aaron Jones, I think we're looking good. I knew the loss was going to come soon. Glad to get it out of the way now. And, you know, I think this team is going to be rolling. Go, Pack, go.
I like that. All right. It's so funny. People are texting me like, bro, why you got so many voicemails going at once? I screwed that up. But this was a great call right here. And that was the point. Like, we had so many guys missing, so many key players missing on offense. Still almost won that game, should have won that game, kind of fluffed off at the end over there. But, like, this offense, I think this team is good. You know, give us some of our guys back. Aaron Jones, I don't know the situations on when they're coming back or whatever, but, like, I'm feeling good about this team, right? They're 1-1. The division is trash. You know, there's not a team that's, like, you know, skyrocketing, and we'll see what happens. The Packers might be that team. You don't know. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm feeling good. You bring back some of our boys, and the Packers will flourish. Let's get to another one over here.
Hey, Matt. This is Mike from Menominee.
What is up, Mike?
My biggest take on it, the whole second half, it seemed like our offensive, you know, continuity, it seemed to look back to when Mike McCarthy was coaching us.
Dude, for real.
And it seemed like we were playing not to win. I mean, not to lose, which causes you not to win the game.
Yeah,
and quite frankly, our defensive guys were in position. Those that are calling for Joe Barry are crazy. If the players were in position to make plays and drop two interceptions, Gary bit way too often and let Ridder outside of him for the fourth down touchdown at the goal line. And also another play there that he could have definitely taken him down for a loss. So, and I don't mean to pick on Gary. Gary's a freaking phenomenal player, dude. But, our defensive guys just didn't make the plays, didn't make the tackles when we needed to. But our offense, with all the creativity that Matt has, I was disappointed today. But go back, go. We'll get them next week.
Yeah, and then that's a great call. I appreciate you calling in. That's a great point. Like, the defense were in great position. Like I mentioned earlier, there are some players in position to make plays. Our ballers are guys that we count on to make those plays. They just didn't do them. And like, these dudes ain't perfect. They're not robots. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to always be fantastic. Great. And, you know, even superheroes, you know, at times, you ever watch that Will Smith movie? He's a superhero. What's that called? I forget, but that's a great movie. He's an alcoholic a little bit. But, yeah, let's get to the next one over here.
What's up, Matt? This is Landon from Berlin, Wisconsin.
Landon from Berlin.
You know, watching the game today, one complaint I think everybody's got, you know, that run defense. I know Bijan Robinson, he's a stud. But it felt like every time he was on the field, automatic, like, at least 6 yards. Just, you can't have that as a run defense. Stack the box, you know, you got to come up, make the play, tackle. But it's one loss expected in this kind of rebuild mode, reload mode. But, you know, we'll be fine. We got Jordan Love, the MVP, the GOAT. We've done it back to back to back. Can't complain. Aaron Jones is coming back. So is Christian Watson. And David Bakhtiari will be playing. We'll be just fine.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Like, once the guys start coming back, I think the Packers are going to be in a good spot. And I appreciate that call. No, but, like, I'm not too concerned. All right, we got Matt over here. All right, he's a Packer enthusiast. Doesn't seem very positive most of the time. Fourth quarter stats, 11 yards, 3 drives, not Joe Barry's fault. It's absolutely Joe Barry's fault. I wouldn't say absolutely Joe Barry's fault. Absolutely a defense's fault. The offense struggled in the fourth quarter. But that game shouldn't have been close. It was like a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter. Like, and I get, like, the offensive play call. Like, they were definitely playing not to lose, like that last caller said. They were playing not to lose, like that Mike McCarthy, that old style. I don't like that. Like, they were playing, like, very conservative at the end of the game. You have to keep, you know, keep your foot on the throat a little bit. But, like, the offense struggled. But that defense, they went wild. Like, doesn't matter if he was running the ball, if he was in the pass. Like, whatever he wanted to do, that dude was doing. So, like, that defense disappointed. Like, I get it. The offense in the fourth quarter didn't do their thing. But, like, that defense. You know what I mean? I expect more from that defense, and I think everyone does. And the defense expects more from defense. You're absolutely right, Dan. That movie is called Hancock. Fantastic movie. I forget where I was at over here. I think I skipped.
Hey, Matt, this is Justin from Florida, Packers fan.
What's up, Florida?
From all the way across the country.
There you go.
My question to you was, what do you think about Matt's
play calling in the fourth. It seemed to me it got a little bit conservative. Three runs. It seemed like he kind of lost faith in the pass game for whatever reason. I'm obviously everybody's upset with Joe Barry and his defense, but I don't think they performed particularly terribly. But the offense seemed to be very conservative in the second half. I feel like should have kept that gas pedal down, and that's been a common problem for Matt LaFleur. Obviously not a big deal, but something to think about. Bye.
Great call. Thanks for calling in. Absolutely, I agree. I'm like a Matt LaFleur, a little bit of a defender. I've been called at times. I like Matt LaFleur, but like his play calling at the end of games sometimes sketchy. All right, and not even at the end of games, it's in key moments sometimes. Like I feel like that they could have kicked that field goal. He said, "Well, he couldn't have done it," but like I feel like I don't know. I'm not sure I buy that. I think he could have. I think he was good enough to like try it. A lot of, you know, obviously within the history of the Packers and Matt LaFleur, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but like, I'd like to see more aggressiveness from Matt LaFleur, a little, maybe even like trick play-ish, you know what I mean? Not too tricky. I think if you have too many trick plays, you don't trust your offense. So if you trust your quarterback, you trust your team, you don't got to get all crazy tricky plays, but like, I'd like to see some fake stuff every now and again. Do some like crazy, you know, I wouldn't say too crazy, but just like, you know, end arounds and maybe throw it. Like, maybe let someone throw it. Like, maybe let a wide receiver throw it every now and again. I don't know what you got to do, but I'd like to see definitely more aggressiveness. Don't get all conservative at the end of the game. You got the lead and you're trying just not to lose. Cause when you're trying not to lose, you're going to lose that game. Like, I would like to see a little bit more aggressiveness, but like, yo, I work at a cheese factory. So like, I'm not, you know what I mean? We all have opinions or whatever, but like Matt LaFleur studies this stuff. This is what he does. But I would like to see a little bit more assertiveness from him coming in the fourth quarter and just key situations. Like, you know, just like go at him. You know what I mean? You don't want to go too aggressive, though. You don't want to be stupid. Like, I hate to say, like, oh, go all aggressive, you know? And it's like, no, I'm not saying, like, go for it a fourth down and, like, on your 20 in the second quarter, down three. But like at certain points of the game, you gotta hammer that down. And I'm glad I don't have that job. I would love to have that job because it comes with good money. But like I don't think I'd be very good at that job. You know what I mean? Here we go. Let's check out Dennis over here. He says LaFleur seems to regress with his play calling and creative late in games. Barry can't adjust during a game. Robinson wide open out of backfield. Fourth and four, and they run it against us. Yeah, like, he was all over the place. Robinson, like, doesn't matter what he was doing, he was successful doing that. I mean, like, yeah, and LaFleur, he did get, like, a little, I don't know, like, a little weak in the play calling late in the game. The whole team kind of just fell apart in the fourth quarter. Like, things started going wrong, and it just kept going wrong. And yeah, it's just, it's rough. But what's up, Nick? What's Nick over here saying? He says, take my call from 518. All right. These aren't live calls. These are voicemail calls. But we'll do this show a lot more. Give everyone a voice. Give everyone a chance. I screwed it up in the middle, so now I got to edit. It's going to take like a half hour to do that. Or I don't know what it'll take. But I appreciate everyone calling in. This is good. We're going to do this all season long, every Monday. Call in. And even throughout the week, if you have a thought, just call in. I have this number out here handy. Yeah. So call in. We'll do this again. And actually tomorrow night for the Fantasy Football Show album, I'm going to take a few calls and have the boys answer them, your fantasy football questions. And it's going to be good. 328-5103. That's the number. 920-328-5103. Call in whenever you have a thought, and we'll do a couple call-in shows. I don't care if I have to do two or three a week. These are fun because it gives a chance to everyone to have a voice. Everyone talk. I love talking football. I can talk football with anyone. We can't do them live because y'all are crazy. You start saying some wild stuff. You know what I mean? But we are out this thing. Go Pack Go. I appreciate y'all tuning in, whether it be on the podcast, whether it tailgate party. All right, Bart Starr tailgate party. Get your tickets. Come say what's up. I'm gonna be making content. I'll be interviewing fans, talking about the season, talking about the game. We're gonna do all types of fun stuff. So check me out at the Bart Starr tailgate party. Go Pack, go people. Much love. All right. All right, we out this thing. Go Pack, go.